Listener production.
G'day and welcome back. It's Cliff here. This is Everything Southwest and we are meeting a genuine local legend, not just of Bunbury, but of the Southwest, and in particular, the Harvey Brunswick Yarloop community, a very, very fine, very close-knit community. She was a Catalano, so that kind of gives you a hint on where we're going with that community. Nola Bethwen Marino. She's 70 next year. But she still looks absolutely amazing today in my studio. The member for Forest, Nola Marino. Hello, and firstly, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Cliff, and you're looking pretty fabulous yourself.
I dressed for you today.
Oh, I can tell.
I got a haircut for you today.
I'm very impressed.
It's nice to actually have you in the Southwest. The travel must be horrendous. What is your week-to-week schedule?
Oh, look, you spend between 18 to 20 weeks in Canberra, and depending on how much committee work you have and what other representations you may be asked to do, it could be much more than that. So it just depends. So backwards and forwards to Canberra and of course, out in anything else you've got to do, taking evidence for committee work as well.
How long did it take you to get used to that?
There was no getting used to it, Cliff. I went into it with my eyes open, and I think that's what you need to do if you're going to take on something like this. You know what you're up for, and you're prepared to do whatever that is.
Because you went in 2007.
Yep.
We're now in middle of 2023, so you've been there for a while. How long did it take you to actually work out what way was up? That was there, that was, that's how that works. Oh, I see, right. Now I know how that works too. How long does that take?
Well, it didn't take me long because I was appointed a whip in the Parliament immediately. Mm. So I was on a very steep learning curve.
Yep. It's one of those funny things because people go, oh, it must be so glamorous flying around. You know, you get to fly there and you're going here and you're going there and you get looked after and you probably get a nice seat on the plane too. Stop me when I hit something that's right.
You're still talking.
I want to come back and talk more about politics soon as the member for Forest. There's not many there. I had a look back through. There's only been a handful of members for the seat of Forest in our history. You took over from Jeff Prosser. And before I go further back, I want to know, what was the spark? Because I'm about instances and sparks and moments where you go, what was the spark that you said, I'm going to run for the seat of Forest?
Well, Cliff, I'd been working with and for my community forever as a volunteer, and also in the dairy industry, the ag sector, and in the sort of regional development space. And my phone over the years had become the one where whenever there was a problem locally, and even whether it was dairy, very active there, that people would ring up and say, you need to fix whatever that was, because otherwise, you know, things are not going to get any better, it's going to get worse. And so I got to the point where I thought, I've got a choice. Either I shut up about the things I care so strongly about, or I put my hand up in an effort to be part of not just knowing what the problems were, but being part of the answers. Mm. And that, when you talk about a moment of decision, that was it for me. And when the sitting member decided to retire, I thought, right, this is the opportunity to actually have a go at this. And yes.
Did someone try and talk you out of it? You know, maybe Charlie, your husband, you've got a couple of kids, you've got the farm, everything else. There was going to be travel here, travel there. So often you would be away. Did someone say, oh, I don't know about this, you know, oh, it's going to be tough?
Well, look, that was a discussion I had with Charlie before I actually put my hand up, that we needed to talk about what this would do for us as a couple. And to us as a couple, what it would do as a family, and also what it would do in the business, because I worked, as you know, on the farm and did the business accounts and all that sort of thing. So we had to talk about who, for practical purposes, would pick up that work if I happened to be pre-selected and then elected. Mm. But at the end of it, Charlie said to me, look, you've helped me live my dream for 30 years. It's time for me to help you to do what you want to do. And that's what he's done since.
Mm. Bless. And our best to Charlie. Let's go back. You're a Catalano.
Mm.
And I've been in the Southwest now for 30 years. And I know that the Harvey, Brunswick, Yarloop community, the areas around there, very close indeed.
Yes.
We're all Southwesters.
Yes, we are.
But I think that there is a different feeling in that part of the region. Would you agree?
A different part. Look, I think there's a wonderful sense of community, Cliff. And this week is Volunteer Week.
Yep.
And I've been to a number of, you know, volunteer events. And essentially, I was raised in Brunswick Junction. So there you had a tiny community with no government services or supports. And essentially, the community had to look after itself and help each other. So both my parents were community volunteers who worked for the community because they knew, like most people, unless you did this with and for each other, it wasn't going to happen, but it needed doing.
Yeah.
And so both were lifetime volunteers. And so essentially I had an apprenticeship in that space because of my parents and the community that I was raised in and around Brunswick Junction.
And in fact, wasn't your mum the first volunteer St John ambulance driver for the community?
She wasn't a driver, but she worked with a group of people. She was a real instigator because she was very interested in medicine, and had she been born, I think at a later time, she may have become either a nurse or a doctor, but she was concerned about people's health, and we lived opposite Peter's factory. Mm. So mum used to study what was called civil defence and then first aid, and whoever got hurt in Brunswick in those early years used to come to our place, and Mrs. Catalano would help you and fix you up. And she delivered a baby in the front seat of her car.
Oh my goodness.
And she also dealt with a young man who'd been rabbiting up in the hills and had fallen on his knife and wanted mum to get it out. So it was just a constant stream. And she realised she didn't want anyone to die, so she worked with a group of others locally, and they got Brunswick's first and second ambulance, the ambulance hall. And she cleaned that forever, but she also, our home phone was the ambulance phone all my life. So as young people, we had to be able to know how to get two drivers, get good descriptions of where the problems or accidents or other issues were, and make sure we got a sense of how serious it was. So that was just part of being part of the community. And Dad was a lifetime Lion and worked on every community project there was. And that's just how it was in Brunswick.
It's service. In looking back through you, and I've known you for goodness me, since before you were elected in 2007, you and I have had some very interesting conversations walking around Hans Oval for Relay for Life.
Yes, we have.
Number of times we've done that. But in talking about your mum just now and your dad as well and the community, you were a family of doers, but it seems to me that that wasn't anything out of the ordinary.
Well, my dad was very blunt, just do the job.
Mm.
And my mum said, if a job's worth doing, it's worth doing well.
Mm.
And both of those people felt that it wasn't, they were very devoted to their family, but they were also devoted to the community. And, you know, that's the world I grew up in. So that was normal.
And there's another saying too, if you want a job done, get a busy person to do it.
Yes.
That's you. Has it always been you?
Look, I just feel so fortunate to live where I live. The Southwest is just
it's paradise.
Think it is absolutely paradise, Cliff, and anything we can do to help build and support that. I think all of us, I meet so many wonderful people who are as committed as we are, you're the same, to the Southwest and only want to do their best and contribute as much as they can. I meet those people all the time, and that's what makes our part of the world so special.
Harvey Bulls, you were president of the club for, what was it, 10 years?
That's right.
I get the feeling no one got in your road.
Look, I had a wonderful group of people around me, and we had a job to do. And one of the important things is to be sure, what is the job that someone asks you to do? Be really sure about what it is they're seeking of you. And the guys said to me when they approached me, you've been around the club forever, basically, but we want some help because we have no club rooms, we have no heart and home, and we don't want to fold because young people will miss out.
Mm.
And so will the community, because often clubs like this are the glue and hub for a community.
Yes, indeed.
So I said, what's the job exactly? They said, well, we want you to help fundraise, oversee the building design and process and work with others, and we need to pay it off, and by the way, we need to win a few premierships along the way. But you know, that took 10 years with a wonderful team of people, some of whom will be lifetime friends of mine. And look, I just think these types of sporting clubs are absolutely critical to small communities.
Politics is the art of A, showing up, B, consensus. But as president of the footy club, you know, and then, you know, ultimately the member for Forest, is your demeanour, is your temperament, can you afford to go, this is the way it's going to be, and that's the way it is?
Look, Cliff, when I was working with the people at the footy club, as a group of volunteers, you had to respect the fact that they were volunteers and work with them to get to where you needed to be. Running effective meetings and times mattered to them, and not wasting their time and having a process that allowed them to get to the decisions they needed to make. And so, you know, in a sense, they were all there for the right reasons. It was just a matter of managing the process to get the outcomes, and that's what we did.
I think that that most politicians I've ever had anything to do with, and I've been doing this on this side of the microphone since, God, 1976 or something, people go, oh, politicians are only in it for themselves. They just want to put their nose in the trough and, you know, get what they can out of it. I don't believe that. I think in some instances that might have been the case along the way. But I think everyone goes into Parliament with the best of intentions to try and do what's going to be best for the most people. How often do you still get that nowadays? Oh, you're only in it for yourself.
Oh, look, Cliff, as a Member of Parliament, you actually have to get used to this sort of response.
Yeah. And what do you say?
Well, look, what you say to people is that you're there doing your very best, and you cannot always find the answers. Even when people come and see you and they've got serious problems, you've got to say to them, I will do everything I can to assist. However, I may not be able to give you exactly what you want. Mm. But we will do our best. This is the process, again, similar thing, the process we will use. And that's how you approach it. And you have to be very honest with people about what you can and can't achieve.
Because they probably think you're a superwoman. If they can get an appointment with Nola Marino, the federal member, to talk about X, Y, Z or whatever, do people sort of have that behind them when they walk through the door? Oh, yeah, Nola's going to fix this for me.
Some may, but when you explain the processes, because I deal with issues to do with federal departments and a whole lot of range of issues, sometimes local, sometimes you're helping people through a state process with others and at a federal level. Mm. But we focus on the federal issues that we are there to support and provide help with. And, you know that you cannot fix every problem, but you do your best to help people as much as you possibly can, and business and organisations.
And I get the feeling, Nola, that if you can't help someone, you're going to feel that.
Oh, you do. And look, sometimes, you know, the people that you really feel for are those that are in a really serious situation, that you've done everything you can and you haven't been able to improve the outcome for them. Mm. And that is so hard to live with in spite of your best efforts.
I want to talk to you about plenty of other things, lots. So I hope you've put a whole hour aside, because I've got plenty that I want to talk to you about, Nola Marino. The fact that, you know, I think it is still construed that Parliament House is a boys' club. So I want to ask you about that. I want to ask what you do for fun too. I don't think I've ever seen you angry. So I want to know what makes you angry, and then where the Southwest is and where we're going. We've just seen again today that there's another airline that's been announced, which I think is terrific. We've got the Coldplay concert that's coming to Perth. The eyes of the country are going to be on Western Australia. So I want to know where we're going. Nola Marino, for now, thank you so much for being with us. This is just part one of our chat. You're a local legend. We'll have to get you a T-shirt, I think.
Oh, I think that sounds very good, Cliff.
More to come here on Listener. And by the way, you've obviously got Listener. Thank you for that. If you know someone who hasn't downloaded it yet, tell them to go wherever the apps are available. It's free. It'll take you half a second to register, and then make Everything Southwest one of your favourites. And more from our local legend, Nola Marino, the member for Forest, coming up here on Listener.
A Listener production.